Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're talking about something that might surprise a lot of e-commerce owners and digital marketers out there. Despite all the buzz around AI and social media, search engines, especially Google, remain absolutely vital for referral traffic and brand growth heading into 2026. I'm here with our guest who's been tracking these trends closely. Let's jump right in. So, why should we still care so much about Google when everyone's talking about AI chatbots and social platforms?
Great question. The numbers tell a compelling story. Google is still the most visited website globally, with 8.5 billion searches happening every single day. When you look at major e-commerce players like Amazon, eBay, and Walmart, Google consistently drives substantial referral traffic. For Amazon, after direct traffic, organic search, primarily from Google, is the biggest external source at 18.70%. significantly outpacing other channels.
That's massive, right? And eBay relies heavily on Google too.
Exactly. eBay depends even more on organic search traffic from Google, receiving between 23.10% to 44.03% of its traffic from this source. Walmart's online traffic sees search engines like Google contributing about 29.69% of its visitors, significantly more than social media. The pattern is clear across the board.
So we've established that Google dominates traffic. But why is Google traffic more valuable than, say, traffic from Facebook or Instagram?
It comes down to intent. When someone searches on Google, they're actively looking for specific products, services, or solutions. Approximately 68% of online shoppers begin their path with a Google search. That means they're already in a buying mindset. Compare that to social media, where people are scrolling for entertainment or inspiration. The conversion rates are simply higher with search traffic.
Interesting. So this focuses on the quality of that traffic beyond just volume.
Precisely. And there's another layer here. Increased visibility on Google leads to stronger brand recognition. When your business ranks higher in search results, you're getting more clicks while building trust and authority. People associate top rankings with credibility. Higher search engine rankings drive more traffic and boost brand reputation consistently. Think of it this way. Ranking well on Google is like having prime storefront real estate. The location itself tells customers you're established and trustworthy.
That first page real estate is gold. Now, I know a lot of e-commerce businesses focus heavily on paid ads, Facebook ads, Instagram ads. What's your take on that approach?
Paid ads definitely have their place, but relying solely on them is risky. Ad accounts can get shut down, algorithms change constantly, and competition drives costs up. There are also tracking challenges now with cookieless browsers and iOS updates affecting targeting. If you're only running paid ads without optimizing your Google presence, you're essentially throwing money away, because when potential customers research your brand on Google and find nothing, they lose trust.
Right. So even if your ad converts, people are going to Google you afterward to verify you're legit. Have you seen businesses learn this lesson the hard way?
Oh, absolutely. I worked with an e-commerce client a few years back who was spending thousands monthly on Facebook ads with decent returns, but they ignored their Google presence completely. When customers searched for their brand name, competitors' content showed up first. Their conversion rates tanked because people thought they were a scam.
Ouch, that's a costly mistake.
It was. And here's something interesting. Long-tail keywords are a massive opportunity that many businesses overlook. These long-tail searches represent a substantial portion of actual search traffic often overlooked. These are specific phrases like organic bamboo baby onesies instead of just baby clothes. They generally have higher conversion rates than short-tail keywords because searchers using them have high intent and know exactly what they want.
That point about search intent and buyer readiness sets up our next piece, adapting for Google's evolving AI environment. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by Amplifier. Amplifier helps businesses increase organic traffic and build authority through omnichannel content distribution. They partner with over 300 reputable news sites and social media channels, allowing you to boost exposure and improve your reputation affordably. Whether you're looking to amplify your brand visibility or drive targeted buyer traffic with SEO-optimized content, Amplifier provides a partially automated distribution model designed for companies of all sizes. Learn more at the link in the description.
Picking up on search intent and buyer readiness, how do you see Google's AI features changing the game for e-commerce in 2026?
Google's AI-powered search, with features like AI Overviews and AI Mode, is reducing direct website traffic for some retailers by providing product information right in the search results. This is part of the zero-click search trend. However, Google still maintains a 90% market share, and marketers must now optimize for both traditional search and AI visibility. That means focusing on content quality, specifically EEEAT, which stands for Experience, Expertise, Authoritativeness, and Trustworthiness.
So even with AI, the fundamentals of good content haven't changed?
Exactly. In fact, they've become more important. There's this concept called Generative Engine Optimization, or GEO, which integrates machine learning and AI to create content aligned with user intent. The focus is on valuable, contextually relevant content over just stuffing keywords. And while Gartner predicts traditional search engine volume might drop 25% by 2026 due to AI chatbots, organic search still leads global website traffic at 46.98%, while social platforms account for only 10.12%.
That's reassuring. So Google's still the heavyweight champion of traffic sources. How can businesses actually adapt their strategies to stay ahead?
Great question. First, diversify your content across multiple formats and platforms. Second, build referral traffic. When other sites link to you, it signals to search engines that you're trusted and connected within your niche. This optimizes your ranking potential and acts as social proof. Referral traffic actually signals to search engines that a website is trusted within its niche.
I see, makes sense. So you're building presence everywhere Google looks, across traditional search results and beyond.
Exactly. And third, focus on brand authority. In 2026, brand authority is becoming a real ranking shortcut. Search engines trust who is saying something more than keyword tricks. Consistent brand searches and credible content build that authority over time. You could say Google rewards reputation now more than ever. Or put another way, your brand's credibility has become your most powerful SEO asset.
That's a really important shift for people to understand. So to everyone listening, the takeaway is clear. Don't chase short-term trends on social media at the expense of your long-term Google strategy. And let me ask you this. What would you say to a business owner who thinks SEO is too complicated or takes too long?
I'd say you're right that it takes time, but so does building anything worthwhile. I've seen businesses go from 0 to 6,000 monthly organic clicks in 15 months by publishing consistently and building their Google presence. They generated over $1.6 million in sales from that traffic. You want to talk about return on investment? That's hard to beat.
Those numbers are hard to argue with. Organic search offers targeted traffic, long-term sustainability, and brand credibility. Social media is great for building relationships and humanizing your brand, but when people are ready to make decisions, they turn to Google. That higher intent makes all the difference.
Right. And with search becoming more conversational and multimodal in 2026, with AI agents assisting in decision-making, having a strong foundation on Google ensures you're part of those conversations. If you're not visible in search results, you're basically invisible to buyers.
This has been such a valuable conversation. The message is clear: search engines, especially Google, remain the foundation of referral traffic and brand growth. Optimize for them, adapt to AI, and you'll set your business up for sustainable success. Thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.